The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, Bisha'at Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
We begin today's afternoon Zayin Amud Bet, and we are starting from Amar Avuna. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines at the bottom. First word on the line is Amar Avuna. Thank you. Amar Avuna. Siman letrefa shenem asar chodesh, which means you have a case where you don't know if the animal is a terefa or not. So you wait 12 months. You have a safek. Wait 12 months. If it makes it, you know it's not a terefa. If it dies within 12 months, obviously you know it was a terefa. Which is the first shita saying it's a 12 month situation. Metive siman letrefa kol sheena yodedet. New siman. According to the Shita, a terefa cannot give birth, cannot have children. So once it starts having children, you know it's a terefa. Or the opposite. When it has a child, you know it's not a terefa.
But if it doesn't have a child,
that's no proof. That's no proof. When it has a child, and you know it's not a terefa. No.
So you still got to wait.
Yeah. Just wait till it has a child. That's not a 12 month situation. It could be 10 years later. It has a child, and you know it's not a terefa. Or the 10 years, it could be less or more. Simantes, Simantelefa, Koshina Yoledit. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mashbachat Beholechet, Yadoshi Keshera. You see the animal getting better, getting more strong, then you know it's not a Terefa. Mitnavna Beholechet, but if you see it getting weaker and sicker, be Yadoshi Terefa. Different way of judging. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Siman Terefa, Shiloshim Yom. New number, 30 days. It lives after 30 days, you know it's okay. Amru lo, so they tell Rabbi. Because Rabbi said, Siman Terefa, Shiloshim Yom. Amru lo, Vahalo harbe mitkaimot, Shtayim Shaloshanim. So what are you talking about? It says, we see that Terefot can live even 2 or 3 years. So now you have a new Shita, 2 or 3 years even. Nobody said but 12 months. Everybody over here gave a different gauge how to judge if it's a terefa or not. Nobody gave Rav Huna Siman. Rav Huna Siman was 12 months. Look at all these shitot of it. Nobody said 12 months. Okay, Shlomo, let's read the Rashi's over here. Siman. Last word on the line.
Siman. That's it. אם כך, היה בידוע שלא נטרפה. בית ושלוש שנים, וקשה לרב הונה, דיד בית חודש לקה, למען דה אמר.
What? There's nobody said you're בית חודש. מה נעשה? It's תנאי. It's a deal about, look at תנאים, look at that sheet, תנאי.
תנאי. ואיסה, נגיע לרב הונה, דקטני וכמן, ימות החמה היו, וכיוון שעברו עליו ימות הצינה, מיד מת.
Which means it was the summer, we're going to see a story, the animal got damaged in the summer. Once the winter passes, meaning 12 months, then it would die if it was a terefa.
יש מכה שהיא נבערה או מת מתוך חום, ובכך בעינן ימות החמה וימות הצינה.
Right, because there's certain diseases in the animal that it can make it through the winter, but it's the summer that causes it. That they have to wait 1 year to go through every season to see if the animal indeed has a terefa. Anyway, tala'ehi. What's the ma'luk at tala'ehi b'tanya? Ubegilgolet. Gilgolet is the skull of the animal. Or the skull of a person. Remember we said if the skull is in the house, I mean if the skull is in the house, it makes tum'ah. But if the skull is hased, So then already there's no tum'ah. How much is chaser? So we said the amount of the doctor drills a hole into the skull itself. So Gemara says, "Ubegolgolet yesh ba nekev had aroch." There's a long hole. Afilu nekavim arbe. Even a lot of different small holes. Mitzterfim lo machdeya. You can mitzteref all the holes to the shiur of the amount that for a drill. The amount to make the hole of the size of a drill, and therefore it's not going to be mitameh in the ohel. Now, Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Hamshulam, ma'aseh be'anbul, the place be'had shenifchata gulgalto. He had a hole in his skull, the size of a makdeya, the size of the drill. Ve'asulu hiduk shel kiruya, and they took a gourd, and they plugged it up, they patched it, a dry patch on the hole. Ve'haya. And he lived. So what do you see over here? That a person can live over here and he doesn't become a terefa. And therefore, how could you tell me that there's no tumah in such a case? Which means since he could live with such a hole, so therefore it should be in oil itself. Just like he could fix it and the guy lived. So therefore, why are you telling me that if the gulgolet was in a house with a hole like this, that's not going to be mitameh? I'm a little bunch of amel azar. Visham raya. I'm sure, so there's no proof over there. Yemot hama haya. They came and shavru alav yemot tetzina, me admit. The guy, they patched him up in the summer. But once the winter passed, he died. Which means they temporarily were able to fix him. But there's certain diseases or there's certain blemishes that you can make it in a certain season. But once the variables of the weather change, it's going to affect them. So therefore, he died within 12 months. So then when you see, indeed, it's a machloket tanaim, if a person can, this rabbi at least holds, it's a 12-month situation, like Rav Huna said. Look at that sheet. Neke v'chad arok.
V'nektira b'chisaron.
Okay, and it was chaser.
V'nitmistarfin l'mlo magdeach, v'shov en ha-metameah be'oel, le'bet shamayim. V'duktar d'shidra v'gugolot ba'ahalut.
Lecture mode on.
Masiket ha-holot, dehainu.
Dehainu k'deh sh'nadil min ha-chay, v'imot ha-chi.
The law is, whatever would be taken out of a live person, he would die. So if that's missing in the gugolot of a dead person, it's not going to be metameh. Whatever's missing in a live person that would cause him to die, if that's missing in the skull, it does not exude to man and ohim. That's the rule.
Even while he's alive.
Is that what no. If he's alive, there's no tumah.
If he died at that point,
take two people. If this guy would be missing a certain amount of his skull, he would die. So if that amount is missing in a dead skull, so that does not exude tumah. That means it's not tumah. So the shiur is magdeya, shiur of the drill. So we say if there's little holes all over the place, it's mistaneh. So that happened to a guy. It happened to a skull. What did they do? It happened to a live guy. So what did? They patched him up. They patched him up. He lived. So you see what? That even though the person had an item that the Gemara says could die from, and then they patched them up. Okay, that's it. Hiduk shel kirua, hatikha shel dalat yabesha. Put a gourd on his head, a dry gourd. So you see what? That he was able to live. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar toen, shemi sheyesh lo makah azu, אין לו תקנה שיוכל להיות יותר במשך תקופת מות החמה ומות גשמים. Exactly. If he has this makah, even though you see him getting better, even though you see him living through the summer, it's no proof. He will not be able to make it more than 12 months. וכיוון שכן, על איזה נחשב חסרון. And it was considered a חסרון that if you would take it away from a live person, he would die. No, he doesn't die instantaneously. Therefore, in a skull, if that part's missing, since the guy would die eventually within 12 months, it's not considered a skull that would be exuding tum'ah. It's machlok bet shemay bet tilel. My skull is machlok bet shemay. He's going to bet shemay.
A dead person is mitameh.
Skull is not the dead body.
But this is just
the skull, no flesh, no nothing. Just the skull itself. Shidran gugolit.
Less than my bear.
Less than my gez mitameh. Just the skull itself. With you. Or the shidra, same thing. Okay. Amar Rav Chabar Yaakov Halakha Terefa Yoledet Shabbahat. A Terefa can give birth even though it becomes Terefa, and Mishabbahat can become better even after it becomes a Terefa. Okay. Amar Amemor. Now we get to the X. Hani Be'ed Terefa. bird became a terefa, and it has eggs, lays eggs. What's the law of the eggs that come out of a chicken that is a terefa? Now, it depends when the eggs were formed. Are these talking about eggs that were in the bird already in the womb when it became a terefa? Or these are eggs that became fertilized after she became a terefa? We see a nafkamina, there's going to be a difference. Mura says, Shehala kama asira. The first eggs that she lays, that's going to be asura. Because since those eggs were in her womb at the time that she became a terefa, so that's already part of her body. So therefore we have, like we say, ubar yirichimo, like whatever's in the chicken's body is part of her. So therefore this egg is part of the chicken. So therefore it's part of the terfut. And therefore she became a terefa, it's in there already, it becomes a terefa. However, mikan ba'ilach, havi leze veze gorem mutar. But any subsequent eggs that are hatched, mutar. Why? Because it's ze veze gorem. It's a combination of two that create the chicken. How does the chicken have the egg? Fertilization. The male goes with the female, and they fertilize an egg. Now, the male is okay. The male's not a terefa. It's the female that's a terefa. So since the conception of the egg was done, although she's terefa, he's not. Because once it's in her stomach already, and then she became a terefa, it's part of her. It's part of the terfut. But she got a new egg going forward. He's the good, she's bad, so it's a combination of two, and then what's going to be kasher? Rashi. Shekhla kama?
Shekhla kama belaz
pushta.
Otan shahayu b'me'eha b'sha'a shel terefa kulan asurot. Ved yerich imo hu v'ima netrefu.
Right. Yerich imo. Whatever's in the stomach at the time, it's part of my body. However,
kan ve'ilach hi v'hazachar gormim lahem she'yavo'u v'davar she'isur v'heter galmu lo she'igdal mutar.
Something that's caused by heter and isur that causes it to grow is going to be mutar.
How
you gonna know? So let's take a terefa like that. That's for sure. One case where you see it's clear. Right. With the leg or something like that. Well, you know right now it's a terefa. Somebody bit its head in the spot where you know. Well, it was very good. So he asks a question to Amemor. Because there's Amemor's statement. Both, we'll see, Rabbi Eliezer and Hachamim, they had an argument. But in this case, they agree. That when it comes to a betzah of a terefa, it's asura. Mepenesh shegad la beisur. Oh, clearly. The Braita says, or the statement says, everybody agrees that the Betzah of the Terefa is no good because it grew Be'isur. Now, before you think of an answer, you, Amimur, said that the second Betzah is Keshera. But here it sounds like that the Betzah of the Terefa is Asura because it grew Be'isur. So the Gemara answers, Hatam b'desafna me'ar'ah. It doesn't give the answer that we thought it's going to give. The Gemara says, Safna de Ara'a, it's talking about that it gave birth without a male. It gave birth by itself. They heat the bird up. And it's exactly like they do today. That's how they get chicken eggs today. It's artificial. Yeah, put it in sand, they put a light on top of the. So it's as if it's getting fertilized. So they, well, since there's no male, those epizigurem over here. So if it's all coming from a terefa, the whole logic of the Amimor was what? That the second chicken is okay because it's part zachar, part nekeva. Here it's not part zachar of it because it's artificial the way they do it. They're heating it up. So that's why the Braita said everybody agrees that the betza of a terefa is no good. The Gemara says, V'lishni le'bishikla kama. Why couldn't you answer the Braita and just say it was the first egg? Which is, you have any way to answer. Amimor, no problem. The Braita is good with Amimor. Everybody agrees that the first egg is no good because it's part of our body. Why couldn't you answer the Braita like that? In Ken, Gadla, Gamra, because the Braita's language was because it grew Be'isur. But that's not so. If it's the first egg, it didn't grow Be'isur, it's finished Be'isur. So the fact that it said Gadla Be'isur is what it's talking about from the inception, the beginning. So the Gemara says, fine. Elahad etanya, velad terefa. The velad, the baby of a terefa, the animal's a terefa, and it has an offspring. The B and the Ezer men lo yikram the gabim mizbeah. Do not put it on the mizbeah. It's pasul. The Rabbi Yeshua amir yikram. The Rabbi Yeshua said, no problem, you can put it on the mizbeah. What's the mahlokim? B'maikam et palgeh. B'nitrefa ul besof ibra. Now we're talking about over here, shinitrefa. Became a terefa, the animal. And then it got pregnant. Then it got pregnant subsequently. Oh. Which means it's combination, mother father. So you know what I say is Rabbi Eliezer Sabah Zevizigorem Asud. Rabbi Eliezer said it doesn't matter. Zevizigorem, even though it's causing from a heter nisud, it's still going to be Asud. Rabbi Yoshua Sabah Zevizigorem Muta. Good. So that was that's the machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So comes the Gemara and says, Yache. Why are they arguing only the Gabenim is Beya? Why don't they argue if you can eat the animal for Hedyot? Which is bottom line, you're telling me the animal became a Terefa. And then they got pregnant. And one rabbi says, you can put it on the Mizbeah. One, you can't put it on the Mizbeah. Forget about the Mizbeah. Talk about if you can eat it or not. If you hold Ziv Zigurim or not Ziv Zigurim, it's a shit like, can I eat the animal itself, the offspring? Gemara says, Leodiacha called Rabbi Yeshua, that feel the Gavo and Ameshare. The Gemara should Rabbi Yeshua so lenient that he, even for a Korban, you can even bring such an animal that mother's a Terefa and it got pregnant after, even for the Mizbeah. The Hadush is for even the Heter, even for the Mizbeah. So Gemara says, why are you telling me the Hadush that way? Tell me the Hadush the other way. For the Fligul the Hediot, tell me the sign of Hediot. And then go the other way, the Odeka called Rabbi Eliezer that Afilu Hedyot Tamei Asur. Then tell me how strict Rabbi Eliezer is, that even for Hedyot, it's going to be Asur. And we know the answer to that. Koach the Hetera Adif. It's always a bigger Hedush to show me the rabbi that's lenient. To say Asur, anybody can say Asur. Asur is easy. The Hedush is to come up with a Heter. So therefore, the Koach the Hetera Adif. You always want to show which rabbi has the power to come along and say Mutar. Oh, so the Gemara says, Umudim bebetzat terefa she'asura. This is the part we need. But the Umudim, that a betzah of a terefa is going to be asura, bedesafna me'ar'a. Why? The had gorem, which is when they heated it up, so there's no machlokah of zev as a gorem. There's one gorem. It's the bird itself, it's the big gorem. The only argument is it became a terefa, that it made it. So you say, oh, does the mating make it mutar or asur that stays asur? Okay, that's a mahlokit. But we all agree on a chicken that gega became a terefa and then had an egg artificially. So then there's no zev zegorim. So then everybody will say the betzah is going to be asura.
Only chickens, right?
Chickens.
Because we said before, an animal that gives birth.
Well, there's no chickens of korban. No, it could be a chicken, it could be an animal.
Then we say an animal that gives birth.
Oh, so this can be part of the questions. We don't hold a halakha like that. Exactly, we don't hold a halakha like that. We're supposed to be from this bright thing. It's going like this. Very good. It's going like this. You can't have a child after it's a terefa. Read the Rashi. In the hadith nan.
In the hadith nan. Kivan de amar dehai modim bebetzat terefa bedesafna mara dehad gorem hu kama miklad bechaduktai hu baze veze gorem.
Right. Now, why did the Gemara say that? When the Gemara said above, what's the mahlokeh? The mahlokeh is we have to say that the argument nitrefa al basof ibra. Why do we have to say that the mahlokeh is talking about that? Yeah, because everybody's going to agree if the egg was in there already, so it's without the erechimo. Once the egg is in there already, the tummy came with the first part of the bird. So whatever the bird is, the egg is.
So we said.
So then you cannot say the case over here, the mahalud, where the egg was in there when it became a terefa. You have to say the mahalud, the egg came after. And what's the mahalukah? Zevizegorem muta, zevizegorem asur. I'm just explaining to you why you have to say that. Why couldn't you say maybe the egg was there from the beginning? And it's a mahlokah. No, because we're not going to be a mahlokah on that. If the egg was there from the beginning, once the mother becomes asura, whatever's in her stomach is part of her body, becomes asura as well. So the argument must be after. Well, after what's the logic to say muta? Zevizegorem. There's a male and a female. And once the rabbi says asur, zevizegorem asur. But everybody agrees that if there's only one gorem, even if the egg comes after, safna da'ara, when they heat it up in the ground, that's going to be asur. Now the Gemara goes a different way. The Gemara says a different way. This derech that we just said assumes, like you pointed out, Sal, that a terefa can have children. Because that's the whole assumption. She became a terefa and she had an egg. So that assumes that a terefa is yoledet. So this whole gemara is going, obviously, in that shita, that a terefa can be yoledet. Rabbi Yaakov is the rabbi above that said terefa is yoledet. And therefore, he learned Amemor's statement, like we said. So that is the difference between if it had the egg in it before, or it had the egg in it after. How can it have the egg in it after? Because he holds that a terefa can be yoledet. All this gemara that we said above has to assume terefa yoledet.
Isn't it
gemara? Yeah, that's the one. Right, terefa yoledet. Because what are we talking about? Was the egg in there before or the egg in there after? It became a terefa, then it mated, and had a child, had an egg. Also, this is obviously going like the shita that says terefa yoledet. However, and therefore, what the machlok is going to be? Do we say zev zegorem? Don't we say zev zegorem? Then you have the safna dara, where there's only one gorem. Fine. All this has to assume that a terefa can be yoledet. However, Ravina lo savala kedrava habar Yaakov. Ravina doesn't hold of that. So then you cannot start telling me there's a chinuch between first egg and second egg. There's no second egg. Because the can't give birth. So Gemara says, Umat the Amemor Bahailishna. But he also had the statement of Amemor that talked about the egg of a terefa, but he has to have it differently. How does he have it? Amar Amemor. Hani be'id the sefek terefa. It's not a vadai terefa. That bird is a sefek terefa. You don't know if it's a terefa. Like to your point, it's internal, you don't know if it's going on, sefek terefa. So the shechla kama, which means the first eggs that are inside the womb over there, mashina nehu, you don't eat them. You put them on the side because you don't know if the animal is terefa or not. You wait. What do you wait for? Very good. Iadra v'ta'ana sharian. If she gives birth to another egg, she is mutar. Because this is the assuming that she cannot give birth if she's a terefa. Wait for one more egg. However, vila, until she gives birth to another egg, asiran, she's going to be asura. Very good. So that's the different way of learning Amemor. The first way we learned Amemor was she was a vadai terefa. Vadai terefa, first egg asur, second egg, because she can't give birth, no problem with the terefa. Zev is a gorem mutar. Second version, nah. She's sifika, safek terefa. Safek terefa, first egg comes out, you don't know what it is. Yeah, no, wait. If she gives birth to the second one, you can eat the first one. Because terefa is now you learned it. If she doesn't give birth, the first one's going to be asura. Comes the Quran says, now we're going to ask the question. Etibe, same question that we asked in the first version, we're going to ask on the second version. Etibe, Rav Asher la memor. Umodim, bibitzat terefa, shasura. Mepne shegadla, beisur. Now, according to this over here, everybody agrees that the betzah terefa, that the betzah of the off is a terefa. Now, it sounds like that she can give birth. Because saying, well, obviously, what are we talking about over here? Everybody agrees, well, what's the case that we're talking about? Is the egg in the womb already? Or is this talking about an egg that came after? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mipnesh Shegadla the Isur. Gadla. That's from the inception. So Almatana must be she gave birth to a second egg. The egg that's in there you wouldn't say Gadla. You say Gamra. So the fact that it says Gadla, so when you tell me she can't give birth. She gave birth, Gadla the Isur. Gabra says, Amadea Tambi the Shekhla Kama. No, it's the first egg. First egg doesn't mean anything to me. The egg that was in there already. Gemara says, Imken Gadla. Gamra Mibaile. They have a question. It should say Gamra, not Gadla. To me, Gamra. You're right. Change the light. This is a Gamra. There's no second egg. It's the first egg and the Gamra. Okay. Ela Aditnan. Vlad Terefa. Same question. We said the Mahlok, they have a Vlad of a Terefa. Rabbi Eliezer Romei lo yikrav legebe Mizbeah. Don't bring it on the Mizbeah. Rabbi Yeshua made yikrav. What's the Mahlok? My Kabbalah Pelge. Bishibra ul besof netrefa. Oh. Must be talking about where it gave birth and then it became a Terefa. You have to say that one. which it got pregnant. It got pregnant because we're going with the logic that says it cannot get pregnant if it becomes a terefa. So must be she was pregnant, then she became a terefa. Because we're going to the logic now that says a terefa cannot be yulet. Oh, so it means the baby was in a womb already when she became a terefa. Like, what's the matter? Look at that. It's not as if it was a gorem issue anymore. Because she had the baby inside of her stomach at the time of terefa. So the Bidya is about Ubar Yerichimu. The Rabbi Yoshua says, Ubar Lav Yerichimu. You have to say the machlok is the Ubar considered a limb of the mother or not? If you say the Ubar is part of the limb of the mother, she's a terefa, it's a terefa. If you say, no, it's a separate organ, it's not part of her. No, so she's a terefa, he can be. If that's the case,
that's
behemah
now.
It's behemah. Why are you arguing by mizbeah only? You can even argue by hedyot. The way you are learning now, that it's a terefa, so terefa, yerechimo, not yerechimo, so what do I keep a mizbeah? Argue, look at me eating it. Can I pay hedyot? Same answer. No, they can call Rabbi Yoshua to come and say that Rabbi Yoshua is matir even for the Mizbeah. But if they go to Hejot, they can call Rabbi Eliezer. Go to Hejot side. They tell me how strict Rabbi Eliezer is. Call out the Hetera Adib. Umudim Badai Bebetzat Terefa Shasura. Now here's where we cut to the eggs. Everybody's going to agree that the Betza of the Terefa is going to be Asura Bedeshehna Kama. Which means on the first egg that comes out, after it was, when she was there, the egg was inside of her. Oh, what do you mean? I thought you all told me the machloket is ubar yerich imo or not. So if you hold the machloket if ubar yerich imo, the same machloket should be by the chicken. You have the chicken.
Chicken is no ubar.
The egg. That's no ubar. The same machloket by an animal. But he goes, no, by the egg. Everybody agrees. The egg was in there. She became a terefa. Terefa. Why terefa? What's it between an egg that's in there or an ubar that's in there? But I answers. Gufahi, because really the egg is part of her body. If you ever see inside of a chicken, the egg is really attached to the spine. There's a spine of eggs. There's gidim. There's like what do you call them? Muscles or sinew or veins that are holding the egg mamash to the. Then eventually it breaks off. So therefore, it's not like an ubar which is in a separate sack or something like that. The egg is mamash. Part of the chicken. Even if you want to argue, is ubar ye yerichimo, not yerichimo, now you can argue. But an egg, gufahi, it mamash becomes part of our body. Look at that she. That she says, b'shechla kama.
The agida
be, it's attached to the animal. It's filled with the gidim of the animal, so therefore it's going to be a su. Let's just get to the Helketa, and then we'll go to the question. Helketa! Bezachar. Okay, when it comes to a male, Kol Shnem Asar Chodesh. Wait 12 months. That's the cutoff point. Meaning you have a Safek Terefa. You know if the Zachar became a Terefa or not? Wait 12 months. It lives, you're okay. Benekeba! Kol Shein Ayuledet. Till it gives birth. Which means you gotta wait. No,
it doesn't matter.
Even after 12 months. Let's see. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vilcheta Bezachar. Read. Safek.
Vilcheta Bezachar. Safek Terefa Dide E. Shahe Shinem Asar Chodesh, Vadai Lonitra. Veshuv En Sarich Lebotko.
No, Veshuv En Sarich Lebotko. Which is now, yeah. Make Shechita, don't even check it. No internal checkings. Keep going.
Im safek drusa o nefula o shema nikav hakirum mehamat shera'inu shedakitah.
Right, you saw something went on with the animal, got damaged, something. You don't know if it caused the damage or not. Wait 12 months. After that, shemaita. However, when it comes to a nekeba, nisheret asura midin safek kozman shelo shata shnem asar chodesh. Abal imi yoledet, mutaret immediately. That's it. Kula. 12 months is implies to everybody. If she gave birth 6 months later, that's a game over. She's good.
That means...
Terefa in a yoledet.
Even if she conceived before she became terefa. Because it's on the yoledet.
Oh, how are you going to know?
Because if it's... Or it's on conceiving. Because if she's pregnant before...
Then doesn't count.
Right, so she has to be able to conceive
correct.
And give birth.
After.
Otherwise...
Correct.
So it's not like giving birth. Because she could be holding the ubar already.
She conceived with... She got... She, they see that she made it.
Right, but then if she's yoledet, she's not terefa. But if she already was, how do you now decipher between if she was
well, before or after?
Yeah.
So you have to know.
Didn't say with the egg, we have to wait for the second yoledet.
You have to know how long it takes.
Right, but I'm saying if we're waiting for the second yoledet, it must be that it's not really on the birth, it's on the conception.
He says, yeah, the feet, read this over here.
The cycle is 21 days, no?
It depends. It depends what type of animal it is. So terefa ena yoledet, but maybe it was in the womb from before. So he says like this: the pipsak zishet terefa ena yoledet. Okay, terefa ena yoledet. So then you have to explain the machlokah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehoshua is going on the ubad that was inside, and the machlokah is ubad yirich imo or not. Okay, that's what he just explained. Yeah, I guess you have to know. You have to know that it conceived after. Somehow you know. You know that it was. You can figure that out. Because if something. How long it takes. That's it. Amar Abuna Kumriya rule. Any. So maybe how the Hakamim knew this. Any creature that does not have bones cannot live more than 12 months. Like a worm or something like that. אמר פפש מה מינם דלבונה הד אמר שמואל קישוט שיתליע באיבה אסורה. Interesting law. You have, let's say, a worm that went into the fruit when the fruit was still attached in the ground. We have a law that says any sherets that shorets על הארץ, it's אסורה to eat. As long as the fruit is still considered in the ground, it's considered part of the aris. So therefore, the worm that went into the fruit is considered shenis ashuris ala aris, and therefore, it's a suit to eat it. Because since, again, the fruit is still attached to the ground, it's considered karga, and therefore, the worm that goes inside of it is going to be a suit to eat. Normally, the law is, once you pick it out of the ground, if a worm went into the bird, went into it, it's okay. It's not a problem. Once it sticks its head out, then it's a problem. But as long as it stays inside and you eat it, it's not a problem because it didn't come out. It's a worm, let's say, or a bug. But she'enkin, when it's in the ground, even when it's inside of it, it's going to be asura. So the Gemara says, "Hani tamre dechada." These tamarim, these exactly what you said. These dates that are in a basket, and you see they have worms. Now you don't know when the worms came. Did the worms come when they were in the ground still? It's a problem. Or did they come after and they're not a problem? So what do you do? Very simple. Wait 12 months. Because we just learned that the worm can't live more than 12 months anyway. So after 12 months, they'll die. And the Gemara is assuming that not only they'll die, but they'll turn into ash, they'll turn into like dust, they'll just disintegrate. So therefore you have no problem. You have wormy dates. The rule is, a worm cannot live more than 12 months. You have a safek. If it came when it's in the ground, you cannot eat them. If it came in after, you can eat them. Wait 12 months. And then for sure you're covered. Because if it was in the ground, they'll be dead by the time you...
Stay for 12 months.
That's it.
Stay 12 months.
Yeah, then you preserve them somehow. Okay. Amar Rav, let baka bar yoma. There's a baka. How does he call the baka in English? A gnat. You'll never find a gnat, G-N-A-T, that will last for more than a day. They die every day. They die one day. That's their lifespan. Velet didba batshata. Didba is what? Fly. You won't find a fly more than a year old. So what do you mean? Don't you know the vernacular, what the people say? The people say like this, "7 years, the female gnat rebelled against the male gnat. The female and the male had shalom bayit. Well, what happened? The amra le, because she tells her husband, hazite lebar mehoza de sahab maya. You saw one of these guys in the city of Mehozad that went swimming. The Salik Mechak Besedinim. And when he came out of the ocean, he put towels on him. The Utibat Ale, and you found him, and you went on him. And umatzat mine, and you sucked out his blood. Velo adaptali, and you didn't tell me. She's angry. Why can't you tell me there was a custom over there that you were able to suck his blood out over there? But just, she was angry at him for 7 years. What do you mean 7 years? You told me the gnat can't last one in a day. So Gemara says, Amar Levi the Tamir, according to that, I'll ask you another question from a folklore. Had Amri Inche, Shitin Mane Parzela, Talu Le Lebaka, Bekurnese. There's 60 types of metal that are hanging like a hammer, which in the sting of a baka. What do we say the baka is? The gnat. Which means, says the sting of the gnat is so strong, it's like the power of 60 hammers. Now, mi'ika iu begufe, which means, which is mi'ika, is that true? It's so heavy. It's a small little gnat. How does it have the power of 60 hammers? Could that be true? It says, iu gufa kamave. Its whole body is so tiny. Ela bemane didu. Which means, compared to their weight, their sting is like the sting of 60 hammers. So too, so too in here, when he said 7 years, 7 years is relative to their time, which is 1 second of the life of a gnat is like 7 years. It's relative to their times. Whatever you have no idea from that, no question from that story. When I said 7 years for them, what they live a day. So they begin 2 seconds of 7 years maybe. Okay. Okay, now we get to the story of the day. Behema ba'alat hamesh taglayim. Okay, the behema has 5 legs. That's one extra, obviously. Or she ain't la ela shalosh. Or it's missing one. Hare ze mum. It's a mum. Okay. Let's talk about a bechor. Bechor, he gives to the Kohen. The Kohen brings it on the Mizbayah, and he eats it. But if the bechor has a mum, so then the Kohen can just take it and make shechita on it. No problem. So what makes a mum? Somebody has an extra organ or missing an organ like that. Yeah. Behemat balat hamish. Five legs or 3 legs over there.
Legs or hands.
Now, I understand why if it's missing. But why extra is it today, Fa? The logic, if it's missing, it's like it's cut. And if you cut a leg, so therefore it's going to be a terefa. So Gemara doesn't have to explain why would it be a terefa if it has an extra. That's the Gemara's question is going to ask that. Gemara's Amar Avuna Lo Shanu Ela Shachaser Biyatir Biyad. This is only talking about in the hand, the front legs, the front, not the back. Biyad. She has an extra yad, or she has 3 yads. Aval Hasir Biyatir Bereg, but in the back, the hind legs, terefa namehavya. That's not only a Baal Mum. Till now we're discussing Baal Mum for a Bechor. It even becomes a Terefa. So the Ligame eating it for Bechor, the front legs make it a Mum, not a Mum. Now even though it's a Mum, it's not a Terefa. Therefore the Queen can make Shechaitan and eat it. But if it happens in the hind legs, then already it's Terefa. Forget about Kohenim. Even for regular people, it's Terefa. My Ta'ama, Kol Yater Kenatul Dameh is the rule. Anything extra is like it's taken off. It's like it's missing. Now you're going to say, so what? Go on. So it has 3 legs in the back. So it's missing that. So you have 2 legs. You're good again. What do you mean? Kol yater kenatul dame. That's my question. If you have 3 legs in the back. Oh, extra. So it's like it's gone. So it's gone. You have 2 legs.
The extra is like hasir.
Oh. So that might be. Right. Which means, so it's like you have 1 leg. That means when you have an extra, it takes that leg and the one against it. So therefore, you're missing 2 legs. And therefore, it becomes a terefa. Look at Nashi. That's the rule. Look at Nashi. Lo shalom zeklani alei zemum ligabo lajot, ela shasuv etere biyad. Shasuv zebalat shlosh ujetun zebalat ehe biyad, she'en la ela yad echad, o yesh tagimal yadayim. Kenatun dame yater echad, that has 1 extra, כחסר אחד. It's like חסר אחד. דאביה בעלת רגל אחד. ותרפה דאביה כשמותת ירך בבהמה. And we learned earlier in the Gemara that if the regal of the behemah is came off or dislodged, and things like that. So therefore, it's like it's missing. So therefore, it's sitting over here. It's like it's missing. There was a behema that had two intestines. Sanya Dibe. We have a picture of Sanya Dibe. Sanya Dibe. That's the kekum of a chicken. Sanya Dibe is a normal for the bird to have a double Sanya Dibe. I guess you have one over here. Okay, this is Sanya Dibe. So we have two of these. Oh, yeah, there's two. You see two. One on each side of the intestines. So Gemara says, what did they do with this animal? Ha'hu hibata. This is a behema. Actually, it's not a bird. It was a behema. Hina, bird. He says, Asura. Because what's the rule of Ravuna? Anything extra is like it's missing. So therefore, it's like it's no Sanya Dibe. And therefore, it's considered Hasir. However, if the two Sanya Dibe pour into one another, which means they're attached to each other, but they can pour into others, which means if they're attached, when they go into one another, it's like one. If they're separate, they're two. But if it's doubled, but they're connected to each other, one goes into the other, even though it's bigger than the normal one, it's considered one. And then it's going to be kashera. Hey, gufta. What's gufta? It's a behema. You had like a pipe, like an intestine. It left a beta kosot. That was one of the stomachs, and to the other stomach called the himsis. Behoblila is called the himsis. It's another stomach, that's the stomach that has the folds. So the Gemara says, Savana Vashele Mitrefa. It's like an extra intestine. What is that intestine doing over there? Amma le Ravuna mod banavhaya ravashe, kolhani habe barayata haki itu. That's the way they grow over here. All these animals in this place over here in the graze outside in the fields grow with this extra intestine. Then what's normal? It's not considered an abnormality. How gufta? There was a behema, also that had this extra pipe. It had this me'ayim between the beta kosot to the keres. Again, another additional organ between the stomachs. So he wanted to say it's kasher, just like we saw the other one that has between the hipsis and the beta kosot. So this is next one between the beta kosot and the keres. He wanted to be matirit. Why you put everything in the same basket? Which is, just because we matir that doesn't mean we matir this. There's no, you don't compare extra organs over there. Where it was said, which is that organ that we mentioned above was normal for the animals to grow, but this organ over here, it's not normal for it to grow. Therefore, indeed, it can be a terifah. He'id Natan Bar Shila Rav Tabahaya de Sipuri. He was the chief butcher in Sipuri. Testified. Lefne Rabbi Al Shne Bnei Me'ayim Hayotzim Min HaBehema Ke'ehad, which means you have two intestines that are coming out of the stomach of the animal. One at the beginning of the stomach and one in the middle. Two intestines. She terifah. Okay. But if it's the same thing in a bird, kishera. That they come out from two different places of the stomach. One comes out from the beginning and one comes out from the middle. But if they both come next to each other, and they're attached to each other. And they're attached and they become like one intestine. Kishera. What does that mean, vekalin ad ke'etzpa? והם מתחברים זה לזה ונעשים מאה אחד בתוך רוחב אצבע. Yeah, the length, no, the width. רוחב אצבע is a... Let's see, you're not going to have a picture of that.
Let's see, maybe כאצבע is like...
That's an extra... And let's see here. Oh, גופתה? That's the one we want to see here. Yeah, no, we want to see the extra intestine. See photo, page 125. Okay, this we know. This is the. No. He doesn't mean that. He's saying. No, he's not about it. It's not a finger. The width of a finger.
They go like this, yeah. And they're connected
over here. Right, that's what it means.
But if they're separate.
Correct. Which means the two intestines are attached to each other. But where they're attached, v'chalin ad ke'etzba. Which means, I guess they're attached at least the shiur of a the width of a finger is considered one. Right. Even though they're separated. But as long as they're attached somewhere, the width of an etzba, it's keshera. Peligi bar of Ami ben Abbasin. Had amar hu dehadre ve'arbe. That the behemah is keshera only if the two intestines that they reattach themselves somewhere else. They have to reattach themselves somewhere else. The had amar apagad delo hadre ve'arbe. Even though they don't attach themselves later on. The bishta malimand amar hu dehadre ve'arbe. According to the opinion that said they have to reattach themselves. Hayu diktari ad ke etzba, which means, you see, that it says they have to attach themselves at least to the shiur of a etzba. Ela, I mean the width of an etzba. Ela, the man that I forgot the law of the river, according to the opinion that says, even though they don't reattach, my adke etzba. So what does adke etzba mean? Especially even if this, as long as they're next to each other, this rabbi says, even though they don't reattach. But I mean, the braita clearly said adke etzba. They have to attach somewhere. Adke etzba milimata. Like you said, that they have to be attached, it's on the bottom. That means on the bottom they're attached. I mean, even the width of an etzba, and then they go on the top, they're separate. I mean, they have to be attached on the bottom at least, the shiur of a ruham etzba. And then even if they separate on top, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im nitlan notza. What do we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said, if the feather, that was the feathers that are attached to the flesh of the animal. Rabbi Yehuda's logic is, if these feathers, that not the tight, not the feathers that are on the hard feathers, the soft feathers, Rabbi Yehuda's logic is, have a deen of flesh. And therefore, if those feathers are missing, it's like the flesh of the, not the flesh, the skin of the chicken is missing. Now what's the deen if the skin of the chicken is missing? It's terefa. So there, but Hachim argued. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, Amnu Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel all said the same thing. Regarding that the feathers of the chicken are considered like its skin. Rabbi Yehuda had the Amra, we said it already. And therefore, remember we learned the law of Giluda? Giluda meant a bird that is skinned. So therefore, he also doesn't have to be skinned. Even if it's defeathered, that's considered like it's skinned, as if you took the skin off. And therefore, it's going to be a terem, you cannot make shahita on it. However, Bishmael Ditnan, Bishmael Omer, Hanotza Mitztarefet. Which means, the law is like this. You have a bird. How do you slaughter the bird in the Beit HaMikdash? Melika. The law of Pigul. So Pigul is what? That if the Kohen had Kavanah to eat a Kezayit past its time, so then if he eats it, if you eat that bird again, it's going to be a Isur Karet. Now, Kezayit of what? Simply Kezayit of the meat. But according to Rabbi Shmael, even if it's a Kezayit of the feathers, because he holds the feathers considered like the Or, and since the feathers are considered like the Or, so therefore it's like the it's part of Pigul. You need the part of the edible part of the animal. So edible part is the skin. Skin is edible, and the meat is edible.
Talk about gazette of the skin.
Yeah, no, even the notzot. Oh. So you see that what notzot, according to Mishra's din of skin, because that can be mistaref to shur of a kezayit for the law of pigul. So you see, both rabbis hold that law. So the Gemara says, "No raya for Rabbi Ishmael." Amar va dilma lahi ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda hacha el nyan terefa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said that you consider the feathers like skin for laws of terefa. Because nothing protecting the animal anymore. Once it loses its feathers, there's nothing protecting it. Therefore, the animal becomes a terefa, the bird. And then if guleh, but to make pigul, maybe they're old like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, like the banan that will say what? That since you can't eat the feathers, you don't count it as part of the pigul. Now go the other way. Maybe go the other way. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel only said his law by pigul. Aval le'anyan terefa agune lo magin. But could be by terefa agune lo magin. Since the feather doesn't protect the bird that much, and therefore even if it was taken away, the bird will not become a terefa, which means just because he was mahmir by pigul, because it's edible, let's say, whatever, but maybe by terefa, since anyway this doesn't protect the animal so much, bird so much, so if it's missing, it doesn't make a difference. So then we have no da'aya that Rabbi Yehuda will be mahmir by pigul, and you know, have no da'aya that Rabbi Shmuel will be mahmir by terefa. Could be they just said it where they said it, but they don't necessarily have to say it in the other place. I mean, the Biuda set it by Terefa, maybe not by Pigul. Maybe Pigul has not come to the edible parts. And the Bishmaila set it by Pigul. Because you know, to make Pigul doesn't have to be edible. It could be any part, but not just Terefa. It could be, it won't be Terefa, because anyway, it's not so integral part of that which doesn't protect it so much.